remember the popular book and movie? The title was A River Runs Through It, and it was by Norman MacLean. We know that a whole wave of books and articles have been written that explore the intersection of fly fishing and life and spontaneity. Rather than a rigid sport of strict rules, writers have often framed fly fishing as an art form that demands fluid adaptation, presence in the moment, and a willing surrender to the unpredictability of nature, pointing to a delicate balance between premeditated skill and pure spontaneity. In his reflections on the sport, author Mark Kolanski contends that the absolute unpredictability of what might happen on any given cast is what breeds genuine spontaneity. In addition, Alan Morris Jones believes the conditions that lend themselves to fly fishing also tend to complement the creation of art. He finds an affinity between fly fishing and art. Something about the cultivation of a near meditative quietude and appreciation for long silences, or perhaps a simple childlike delight in discovering something new. The story hidden within a blank page, the image submerged within a blank canvas, the brown trout sulking under a deep cut bank. These all need a productive solitude and openness to what might emerge. As it happens, anglers heavily practice fly fishing in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania, which is highly regarded for its abundant public lands, stocked waters, and hidden wild trout streams. The top fly fishing destinations in Sullivan County include the Loyal Sauk Creek, with its upper sections running directly through World's End State Park. As we follow the lead of Alan Morris Jones, we bring art and fly fishing together, and we'll zero in on a locale with abundant spots for fly fishing and alluring hidden trout streams. And as we've heard, we land in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania, and we meet Anthony Farrow, a native of Berwick, who is known internationally as a ballet master, choreographer, and visual artist. And he has a home in Sullivan County. Farrow began painting, we learn, in 2005, and we had a chance to speak with him in 2019 about his creative process.
Spontaneity is, there's a spontaneity that, how could you describe spontaneity? And most of my works are all done within a matter of an hour or two, even my larger works. Well, maybe 3 hours for the larger works. But I like doing them in one day. I have to do a piece today, and it has to be done. I have a lot of freedom and movement within the works, but I like that I'm capturing the moment, my moment in spontaneity of what, how is it, that's bleeding that way, I'm going to go with that, and try not to make too many decisions on how it should look, only try to balance the ebb and flow somehow. Same thing with dancing, same thing with art. You're balancing the same thing with composing music. You're balancing the ebb and flow, so it's of some sort of interest to the human mind. We can't be monotone. It has to flow. But spontaneity is just precious to me.
The conversation we had with Anthony Farrow about his work and creative process was fascinating, and it's something you can engage in too. The second annual Sullivan County Arts and Artists Tour will be held on September 19th and September 20th, and it's a self-guided tour showcasing 35 juried artists tied to Sullivan County, discussing with you their work and selling their work at venues across the county. Anthony Farrow is just one of the wide range of artists who will be part of the tour. And we had a chance to speak by phone with Gene Sullivan, board member of the Sullivan County Chamber of Commerce and chair of the Sullivan County Arts and Artists Tour. And she laid out for us that the county's natural beauty and its wealth of visual artists go hand in hand.
Sullivan County is, I think, striking for its natural beauty. World's End is a park that is filled. My husband and I have done all of the hikes there. And as you hike, you will run into waterfalls and rock formations and wildlife that, you know, I grew up in the city. So for me, the natural wonder of Sullivan County is quite strikingly beautiful. In Eaglesmere here, we're fairly high. So we have the natural lake with the natural sand beach. Then you have Ricketts Glen, which is again in Sullivan County. I believe there are 40 waterfalls on that hike. I am not much of a fisherman, but the fishermen and the hunters absolutely adore it up here. The thing that surprised me when I came to Sullivan County probably 30 years ago with a friend who was an artist is the creativity, the number of artists there are up here. And maybe that shouldn't have surprised me because of the beauty of the landscape, but it is so sparsely populated, as I know you know, Erica, but we have less than 6,000 people in Sullivan County. It is a very, very, it's the second smallest population of any county in Pennsylvania. So you, as you drive through Sullivan County, you don't see a lot of people. You see small boroughs, you see beautiful mountains, you see hiking trails, wildlife, trees, lots and lots of trees, and then periodically, you know, a small village. So it's a striking difference from most of the country.
And are you yourself an artist, Jean?
I'm trained as a lawyer. I'm a tax lawyer, but I like to keep my right brain going as much as my left. So for years, I've done watercolor, yeah, and pottery and weaving and whatnot. I am not on our arts tour. I am not a professional. I am an artist by avocation and love it. And I believe I have nice taste, but I am not the juror for these art tours. I like to have a professional artist take a look at the art to choose it for the tour. And that's what we have had for this tour. But when I came to Sullivan County, I was just struck by how many artists there are here. It's quite striking.
But they weren't all brought out into the public, really, were they, until recently?
Right. This tour, that was last year we did our first arts tour, and I had over 30 people sign up right away. Well, I had more than that, but 30 people were juried in, more than 30 right away. This year it's 35, 36. 34 are either permanent residents or part-time residents of Sullivan County. The other two live right outside the county. So it's quite a local show. And it's surprising that people don't know about it. People would be surprised. And when you come, and the nice thing about an arts tour, Erica, as you know, and maybe your listeners don't know, is the artist is there. That is what the art tour is about. You not only see the art, but you meet the artist and you find out you can talk. And we have artists. We have one artist who spent years as a costume designer. We have another artist whom I know Erica knows, who is an internationally known dancer, who is a fantastic artist. We have another artist who actually does tattoos, and he's also a fine artist. We have a college professor who whittles beautifully. I mean, it's really interesting, people's backgrounds, and you won't know that if you don't go on an art tour, because you won't be able to meet the artist if you just go to a store.
Now, tell us about the success of year one that has led to an expansion this year.
Well, last year we did what we called a pilot program. We had a one-day tour. It was 10 to 4. Sullivan County is people who live there, as you mentioned, they're kind of hidden. They're not known as art, although we do have a couple who are in museums and whatnot, but they don't generally sell from their own studios. So the way we arranged it last year is I thought it would be easier for them if we had group locations, which is unusual for an art tour. So we had 4 group locations last year, and then we offered the opportunity for personal studios. And I believe we had about 6 last year. So 4 group locations, Eaglesmere, LaPorte, World's End, and Indu Shore, and then several personal studios. And I gave everyone, yeah, I'm a lawyer, right? I'm a tax lawyer, so I'm a counter. So I bought these little mechanical counters, and I gave them to a monitor in each group site and to each of the artists, to their helpers. And I said, I want you to keep track of how many visits you have in each place. At our first arts tour, we had over 700 visitors, and the artists were delighted with the number of people who came and the friendliness, and they had fun and they sold well. So they wanted to do it again. So this year, we're doing it again. But yeah, the first year pilot was very successful.
And so now we have a weekend, or at least 2 days, to make the circuit.
And you need it, really, because we have six group sites this time. We've added Mildred and Hillsgrove to the original four. Plus, we have nine personal studios. And we have workshops that are offered. We have demonstrations that are offered and performances. And the schedule is in our brochure. It is very much expanded. It's Saturday, September 19th, from 10 to 4, then Sunday, from 11 to 4, the 20th. And we have a map and addresses and whatnot in the brochure. But something we did that I think is a little different is, because Sullivan County is so rural, and you drive and you say, Hillsgrove, this is a town, or Mildred, I don't see a lot of stores. I thought, what was here? Why is there a town here? So I suggested to the group, why don't we try to do histories? Figure out, what is the history of Sullivan County? Why do we have so many names? Like, we have French names, we have German names, we have Swedish, Polish. You know, we have this small little county. And so the Endless Mountains Heritage Region and DCNR funded us to do a history with the brochure. And so in the brochure, we have a history of each of these little sites, as well as focusing on the artists. And the history has turned out to be very interesting, and kind of doesn't surprise me now that there's so much creativity, because there is so much mixing. The people who settled Sullivan County are from all over the world. And the people who stayed we have an Onion Dome Russian Orthodox Church. Did you ever visit that, Erica?
Yes, and there's a cemetery, too, right there, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, and if you're a cemetery person like I am, I love to go around and look at all the names, right? So it's fascinating, the background of these towns and what they did in the past and what they're doing now. So part of the tour of Sullivan County, to see the artists, to meet the artists, maybe hopefully buy the art, where the Chamber of Commerce trying to sell the art, is to understand and see what Sullivan County is today as a legacy of what it was.
The first time I was driving through and making the curve at Lopez and going up 487 toward Duchore, and to see the comb banks and coal and think, there's coal mining up here?
Yes, Mildred and Lopez were both coal mining centers. And we have pictures in the brochure of what's called a coal breaker. It was a kind of coal. And it was 17 stories high. They had to smash the coal so they could sell it in small pieces. The background of these towns, yeah, it was coal mining and railroad center up in that area of Sullivan County, which is quite rural now.
Anybody who watches the weather on television wants to know, why is Lopez so cold? Do we know?
I looked it up. It's called the Icebox of Pennsylvania. What I read is, you know, it's what I read, is that because of the way the mountains surround it, the cold drafts in the winter come down and they simply day in Lopez. And so it is the coldest spot in Pennsylvania in the winter. And a cute little town. They're having a train meet up there the same weekend as the arts tour, which is really not surprising, because that was the train center for the coal industry, Lopez and Mildred. And that we have an artist up there on Dutch Mountain who is going to be demonstrating a wheel pottery up there. So it's a great time, but it takes time. So you probably need 2 days up here if you're gonna visit all of the sites.
Don't people love to go to Forksville and go to the general store?
We have two covered bridges left. And in the brochure, there are discussion of how those covered bridges came to be and who built them. And yeah, the covered bridge leads to the general store. And then if you come out from the covered bridge and turn right, you head up into World's End. Actually, I have a funny story about World's End. We think it's a beautiful park, and you think it's a beautiful park. And I don't think we're alone, because Peter and I, my husband and I, were in Scotland this spring, and we were in Edinburgh, and we saw a pub named World's End Pub. And so we kind of chatted with the people there. Turns out they had been at World's End Park. They were Scots. And when they were growing up, they came to World's End Park as one of the most beautiful parks in the world. Pretty interesting.
What are the chances, right?
It is a beautiful place. And the people are so friendly and nice. And if you come on an art tour, you do have time, you know, to talk. You need to make time to talk to the people, meet the people, and learn about what it's like to live in this beautiful place. And to take those evenings in the summer, probably in the winter mostly, and create art, because there is a great deal of art. There's a great deal of community spirit here, too. And I do want to mention, all of our sites have been donated to this art tour. We have had to pay for nothing other than printing. But the artists are small business. Some of them are pretty well known, but some are not. And we did not want to charge them a lot. And so I asked for donations. And we have gotten grants, donations of all of the group sites. And the Eaglesmere Historic Village is a sponsor. The Loyal Sock Foundation, which is creating that summit. I don't know if you know about that. The summit is going to be a recreational area that is actually in process of being developed in La Porte, just outside of Eaglesmere. And the idea there is to have an indoor pool so that all the children of Sullivan County can learn to swim. And there will be, you know, a hydro pool for therapies. And there will be a theater. Right now, there's a hiking trail. So there are many, many acres that have been donated or purchased. But the Loyal Sock Foundation is developing that. You know, they are one of our sponsors. And we're, of course, hoping that that succeeds as well as the tour to sort of bring notice and appreciation and business to this county, to the beauty and the riches of the county.
Jean Sullivan, chair of the Sullivan County Arts and Artists Tour. She's also a board member of the Sullivan County Chamber of Commerce. And she spoke with us about the second annual Sullivan County Arts and Artists Tour to be held on September 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then the 20th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., a self-guided tour showcasing 35 or 36 juried local artists displaying, talking about their work and selling it at venues across the county. A complete list of artists, locations, and activities can be found in the tour brochure, and you'll also be able to discover information about the history of Sullivan County. And you can find that brochure at sullivancountyarts.com, sullivancountyarts.com, the second annual Sullivan County Arts and Artists Tour, September 19th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and September 20th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., a self-guided tour. And to get the location of the artists and the central locations of the groups of artists and activities, you can find anything you need in the tour brochure, which is available at sullivancountyarts.com, sullivancountyarts.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, Sullivan County PA Arts and Artists Tour. And at the start, we heard from the remarkable artist, Anthony Farrow, who is known internationally as not just a visual artist, but a ballet master, a choreographer, and he happens to be a native of Berwick, and his work will be featured on the tour. So again, the 19th and 20th of September in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania. For more information, sullivancountyarts.com.